thank you for the pause to turn the tape. This is June 11th, 1991, tape number two.
As you start to build, and as you get deeper into the bending processes, strength, structures, measurements, I want you to consider very carefully Jack. You see, he has been in the position of testing, overseeing structure, making sure that things meet the requirements. And I just want you to keep that in mind.
Will you speak of Donahue, please?
No, I speak of Daylene's Jack.
Oh, very good.
Is there anyone who would like to share with me anything? I'm going to share with you, Oberly, that in a few days I'm going to have to reverse this process. They've got her signals down. They've got her frequencies down. I'm going to have to do something about intake, output, etc.
Okay.
She's not going to want to hear that. But I'm going to have to do it. They're going to fiddle around until they hurt her. And you're going to have to be supportive.
Can I make one request?
Yes.
And if there's not being asked, you know, writing later or something, I've had at least five phone calls concerning the money change, the 100-to-1 and the 10-to-1. There seems to be a great deal of confusion about that. And it's not only our leaders, but even George and I and a few others.
What is your confusion?
I just don't get it.
You want to know when and what and how and where?
No, there were some very specific questions concerning would that affect change, would that affect bank accounts, if it's bank accounts, would it affect only card cash on hand, what about cashier's check, all just kind of across the board, what are the ramifications and what is the 10-to-1 in relation to 100-to-1?
Number one. This is not a nasty retort. I can only tell you what their plans are. That's all I can do. I can tell you what they plan. I can tell you generally when they plan to do it. And the plans are, at the moment, to do it by the end of July, depending on how the free trade amendment goes, the free trade agreement. I have to back up because the free trade agreement already has given Bush the right to make the agreement. It is not likely that anyone will openly balk against giving him that right after he has gone and made arrangements. But you see, you already basically had free trade agreement with Mexico, so you must look beyond that. That was already in place, not just along in the Macadoria area, across the border. You have had much going on in Mexico, so don't think about this as free trade. Just wipe out free trade. That's all this is called, free trade agreement. That is not what it is. It is the foreclosure on Mexico by the World Bank. Has nothing to do with free trade. And the sequence of events will be that they will foreclose on all the third world nations. Then they've got to bring in the entire Western Hemisphere. Got to get it under control. But they still have to work with this powerful nation called the United States of America. You're bankrupt and have been. So they're basically already foreclosed on you. They've gotten all your gold out, all your reserves. They have usurped your constitution as if it were already voted on and in, you cannot recover. If it were given back into the hands of the states tomorrow, you couldn't recover. You have nothing to even base a currency on in within your each state. So America, you may as well face it, has already been foreclosed. Ones want some great flashing sign that says, it's happened, it's happened, it's happened. It doesn't happen that way. They're in the process of doing the same thing with Russia. Not Russia itself. This is the problem. Russia does not want to give up sovereignty. You have 13 or 15 nations making up the Soviet Union. And Russia is a problem. So it's important to pull this off while you've got Gorbachev. And if something happens to him, I can guarantee you there are going to be replacements, just as there are for Mr. Bush. And don't worry about Mr. Cuellar. He's doing the same thing at the hands of Bush, making all these side agreements where no one notices that he's gone. They just laugh about little Bush being gone, little Cuellar being gone. Never underestimate what this man can do. Look what Bush did while he played the same game. When Bush came into power, he had to get someone like Cuellar. He could not have another powerful politician, do you see? And he owed Cuellar. It was a very good working relationship. Dan Cuellar's family is amongst the powerful elite. You're going to find it running right through. If you don't want to read the journals, go read Eustace's work. Read it all, everything you can get your hands on. And then you must know that if you can slow up the free trade agreement itself, you can bog down the time. If it sails through, the foreclosure's already done. So I know, comes to mind, well, there's some very wealthy and there's money and, you know, this one is doing a trade arrangement with somebody in Mexico, and Hatton, you said now's the time to go and work with Mexico, etc. Yes, I did. And the peak time to have done that, to have gleaned for our own building, would have been when I said it. But I don't have time to go down there, and I don't have this, and I don't have that. Well, you let the peak go. Now, there's another opportunity, but these are the fringe elements of the very wealthy trying to place their money. Let's put it into safety if we can. The point is they don't want to be caught in the middle of the foreclosure. And no matter where they put it, they're going to be. And if you put it into these CDs or trading programs, they're going to get swamped in it. And yet that was the very thing to do. For what? For what? And ones don't know that. You have to keep the overall in your mind. The world is in foreclosure to the banksters. They also happen to be the anti-God banksters. They are the anti-Christ element. But you can see that it isn't as simple as foreclosing on a world. China isn't going to like it. And there was a long time that a lot of hanky-panky went on under the covers with China and the United States and Henry Kissinger. Bank of America didn't end up over there, you know, just before Tiananmen Square. There was stuff going on before Mr. Nixon went over. Come on, listen to the Nixon tapes. And listen to the journalist quarrel over whether this was really Mr. Nixon. Come off it. Anyone that gets into those places of power are magnificently strong entities, whether they be puppet or master. This is what you must stop, is the fooling yourself. And there are steps that you must pay attention to. The free trade agreement is one more death latch on the coffin. The world is in foreclosure to the banks. This is why all of the nations rallied round a stupid war. They had no alternative. They're in foreclosure. And none of the leaders dared not go along. Their lives wouldn't be worth the string it would take for the masses to hang them. Their only prayer of personal survival for having given away the very nations themselves and all the natural resources. They must play the game. And it will be different in each nation. So many things come through. This show of power, this placement of the Bush son in Bahrain. And yet the World Bank has now shifted and moved out of the United States. You still have the Federal Reserve. You don't have anything to back it. And they are sucking all of the banks into this little ball again of the Rothschild Rockefeller elite. It's rather an interesting game. Enjoy what you see. Because as you see what they do, you can judge a little bit better what they might be doing to you. See what they do to cover. Look at who is going into bankruptcy. Look at what corporations are filing this or that or restructuring or merging. Pay special attention to what banks are eating other banks and calling it for your best benefit, you see. Because you're going to find them basically all sucked back into Great Britain. That was the banking center. But that's not where Rothschild started, is it? You're going to find again a lot of things coming out of that segment of your world called Germany, the Germanic races. They like to think of themselves as the white super elite. But it isn't the German people that you know today.
You're on the air.
That's cool. Yes, Commander Hatton, please. Yes, please. You're the Inquisitor General? Or is this the Inquisition? Well, I would love to have that, Mr. Cole. Well, I'm glad you gave me an easy one. I don't speak English. No. No. No, the person, I am a masculine energy. I don't speak English. I certainly do, and my speaker speaks English. My speaker I call Dorma. Yes. No, it would not be Desiree. No, I'm not George's wife. Although I adore George. Yes, I adore George. I'm not going to tell you that now, am I? No. Have you read the journal? Well, I have some 31 journals written in the last less than 2 years, sir. I would not be able to tell you that. I suppose, sir, since you are the Inquisitor General, I would suppose also that since you are the Inquisitor General and responsible for the knowledge that is poured into the World Headquarters, that it might do you very well to get informed. But you are asking me in 3 sentences or less to tell you the history of the universe. Depends on what I'm speaking and who I'm speaking with. My speaker at this moment speaks English, period. If I had a German speaker, I speak a universal language, which is a pulsed beam system. If you want to go tune in your little shortwave, you'll find me at 16.9443 on your dial, and you will pick up nothing either. You will either pick up a very, very shrill tone, or it will be out of your hearing range. Most males cannot hear it. That's right. I've had her shot at. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The home has been... Well, come now, Mr. Cole. General, sir, why do you bother to even ask questions? You seem to want no answers. No, you're not. But, sir, you're not. General, sir, you're not. I come on a peace mission. I have no... From where? Well, I come from outer space. I'm a little E.T. I'm not little either. I lied to you, sir. I am 9.5 feet tall. Yes, sir. Well, I have not been contacted by them, no. Bipedal. No, I don't really need to be bipedal. Oh, very definitely. I can see, sir, that you have absolutely no concept of anything. How many legs do I have, people? I have a room full of people here, too. And they're going to try and count them. Sir, I'm not an insect. I am come as a commander with a fleet sent yet from a higher authority, because your world is in a mess. I am not here to do anything about your world either. No, I am come to bring truth, as one of the hosts said for before the next coming of your God, I happen to pass by way of Pleiades, from which most of you ones on this planet are originated. Some of you, most of you, all places, you are a very smug group thinking that you are one out of the universe. Oh, about 175 billion planets inhabitable in your galaxy. Quite a lot, sir. Why, you ask me. Your own government knows how to do it. Oh, yes, sir. That's another thing in which you're uninformed. And you allow all that to happen while your own government has all the solutions and you believe what you just said? No. We don't have the kind of media that you have on Earth, thank God. I know that I'm going to have to, whether I would like to or not. Commercial.
We figured. As long as it's not a baby, it's
get more bang for your buck with a hard-working advertising. I want to tell you, your world's in worse trouble than you think.
At least he introduced you correctly. He read it right off the introduction.
Well, he did something right.
Terribly sorry this isn't on a speaker system. Do we not have one?
We'll have a recording. Mm-hmm.
What does it mean, water spill? Two today.
How long do we have for this afternoon?
Forever. How long do you want?
How long does this general have?
You have about 20 minutes.
Oh, that general? An hour or so.
Oh, yes. We have a general here that gets me. I should refer to him as general.
Mm. Only a general?
No, general is broken. He's got 20, we have 22 minutes or something more, and then they're going to shut it off. Okay, they've been really supportive, but this is their antagonist. WJNO, West Palm Beach.
Yeah, West Palm Beach.
Oh, Yorgos Seris. Yorgos? Can you do that one? Yorgos Seris. The goddess of life. Fertility, nurturing, let us call it the mother side of God. Oh, I can be a good mother. Oh, yes. I'm very flexible. Almost as flexible as an inspector general, of inquisitor general. Oh, sir. You ask such personal questions. You know, sir, with your world tumbling down around you, I'm having to repeat because we don't have a speakerphone in this room. And this group has gathered here what kind of sex do you once have on world? Yes. Oh, tell me about it. How many digits do you have? Do you have a pedal fit? How many legs do you have? I can't see you, can I? No, why would I bother? Why? Why would I do such a thing? I love that one. I will know it's true if you. What have I to prove to you, sir? Do you really think that God would come and prove something to you? Don't you think possibly it's time that ones on your place begin to prove something worthwhile? Let me see. What in the world could I choose first in a world that has reduced itself to the degradation in which you have? What would make that work for you? Why would I make the Atlantic Ocean boil, sir? Why in the world do you think that I could make it boil? So what? So did you, sir. Why don't you make it boil?
You're a general.
Well, how interesting. Why don't you have? Well, at least you're getting clever, aren't you? No. I am light when I choose to be. Why would I do that? I have a very antagonistic, smart-ass speaker. Oh, yes, I use it a lot. I also use the term bullshit every now and then. Yes. I think you're just beginning, sir, to take me seriously. Then why in the world should I give you any kind of a demonstration? If you are representative, what do you want to know about the hotel meeting in Baden-Baden? The meeting, precious one, is over. Why don't you keep up? Well, I guarantee you, neither was I. No. Wouldn't you like to know? Well, then I say that you should have another commercial and I would advertise the journals. If you'll just keep up, you too can get on the fax machine and you too can learn something. What do you represent, sir? World headquarters, and you're the Inquisition General. Oh, Inquisitor General. Now that you have impressed me, you're the world headquarters of what? Prove it to me.
Great.
You asked me to prove it, and I had never heard of world headquarters. And who are you? World headquarters of what? You are the headquarters of the world? Well, I'll tell you, you're not doing a very good job. I have never claimed that I am perfect. Well, I recognize that. I thank you. Sir, I would do nothing to demonstrate anything to you. You would not understand it if I hit you with a 2x4. You would not even close your mouth long enough to get an answer to anything that anyone might inquire. I don't understand why you call it a call-in, talk-in, conversational radio. You have your opinion, and you do not honor your listeners very much. I would enjoy talking to your listeners. I would love that.
They would too.
No, wait a minute. You're going to watch a space commander get really pissed off.
Don't worry, they'll call the station in the end.
Give me a pump of that water.
Some bad water.
She's getting very undone.
You want a commercial?
This is one of the most immature, egotistical slobs I have ever encountered.
One of your creations.
What you shared with
me. But what really ticked me off is he put me in the Ashtar Command.
Oh, you said to you about certain things.
Well, it's not earlier, that's okay. I'll do the commercial for that. Yeah, the new one will have 2 lines on it.
I'm just so sorry you don't have a speaker.
Yeah.
Really. This is really.
We
must do this more often and we must have a speakerphone. Because
we will too.
I can't imagine that anyone would want to miss trying to find out how many digits I have and how many this, that, and other. And the most important question in the universe is how do Pleiadians have sex.
Oh.
Now, this is a mentality of your planet brothers.
Tell them to watch Cocoon.
And I realize you don't have a response for it because there's no way to get on that level of immaturity.
Yeah. Let's hope not. Sorry, I have to leave. I have to make a planet.
Hello. I would hear you, son. I would hear you. Yes, I am from space. I'm trying to tell you people that there's a great deal of immaturity, and I would especially speak to you ones who are in your young years. You have a magnificent purpose for being placed on this earth, however you came to be here. Listen to the call within, son, and try to bear with what you see around you as examples of adults, because I see very few adults on your placement. Well, son, there are a lot of lies that go about on your place. You must look unto the higher source that you would, I assume, since you are an American, I assume you're American, would call God. You have to look beyond into the fullness of that light called God, who created that which you are, and through that way you will know your purpose for coming to this place yourself. There is much in the outer limits other than that stupid song that he thinks is entertaining. There are ones of you who literally would like to find your purpose, and you youngsters really have come to this place, in essence, to bring your people home. I am not a lady, sir. I have a translator. I want to say to Michael, and to you, sir, it wouldn't hurt you to learn something, even being a general of the world headquarters. And you think I sound silly? Well, I know, just perish the thought. You think that's amusing. Do you think that it is unusual, Michael? I would like to say this, please. If you... No, sir. I'm going to tell you one thing about a mixed-up American woman. Do you think it unusual if you go into Russia and you do not speak Russian to have an interpreter? Does that strike you as strange? Does it strike you as strange, sir, to make a phone call and have someone respond on the other end? I don't think that it matters one whit in your universal order whether or not a fullback is whatever you're talking about. Oh, I think that... I'm sorry, I'm repeating quite a lot of that because I don't want anyone here to miss it. the most important thing going on in Palm Beach is what's going on in the football fullback line and the hot dogs therein. I am not a she, I am a he, and you want to know what kind of religion? Well, what I see on your earth is no religion or no belief system whatsoever. You have a lot of conglomerated, I only have God. And to return to that God, we live by Well, sir, I don't care where you're coming from. If you were as serious as you are Syrian, it sounds like your head's there now, sir. Well, I certainly wouldn't want to give the name, would I? Why would I even reply to such a thing after such a remark? If the state of California should lock up my speaker, I can think of several. Well, they're having fun.